guests on behalf of the Seidman College of Business doing such good things in our own backyard themselves. Let's talk about the topic of the family business. My next guests here are coming down off of their seminar they just had this morning. So, hey, thanks for concluding us in your day. Dr. Ana Gonzalez, good morning to you, Dr. Gonzalez.
Good morning. How are you, Shelley? Thank you very much for having us.
Fine. Dr. Isabel Botero, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Dr. Gonzalez, tell us about you first.
Well, I'm the director of the Family Owned Business Institute at Grand Valley State University. It's an institute that champions and serves family-owned businesses from West Michigan through education, scholarship, and advocacy.
And Dr. Botero, you're coming down off a keynote this morning, educator, researcher, and consultant in the areas of management and family enterprise. Fill in the blanks on you, please.
So I'm the director of the Family Enterprise major at Stetson University. I come as a FOBE scholar for 2017. So as part of the FOBE Institute, what we do is they bring people, scholars from all around the world, and I am the third scholar to come and join the program. And my role is to kind of help people and share my knowledge about family businesses and what do we do research on and how that research is used and has an impact in the community.
Michigan State grad?
Yes, I am.
Avid athlete. What's your sport?
Squash.
Really? Squash. Never tried that. That's a whole nother interview. Congratulations on your world. And you had fun this morning?
I had an awesome time. I was talking about philanthropy, yes, legacy, and family businesses. Mm-hmm. And those are three very, very topics very close to my heart.
And obviously close to the heart of West Michigan. So thank you. When do you go back home?
I go back home on Saturday after spending a whole week, and I love Michigan, so I've been having a wonderful time.
Yes, thank you for that. Let's talk about the family business. We all think we know what a family business is, but let's talk about the definitions. And I'm going to go family business versus non-family business. Anna, I'll start with you.
Sure. I think that what distinguishes one from the other, what we agreed upon would be that in a family business, the family owns, you know, an amount of shares that allows them to control the business. There is management involved also in the business, like making decisions that are strategic in a way. And the other thing is that they desire to pass this ownership and this business across generations. That's what distinguishes family-owned businesses from non-family businesses.
When we think about family businesses, besides what Anna has said, is also they have to have the intent of continuity, and they also are interested in educating people from their next generation to come and join them. And if they don't want to join them as management, they can also be owners, just owners with responsibilities and rights that are going to be very good for the strategy of the business.
Why are family businesses important? Obviously, I'm leading the question.
Well, you see, the vast majority of businesses around the world are family-owned businesses. So they are important. I mean, we should, you know, do everything in our best to educate the next generation so that they keep running these businesses, because they obviously have an impact on everything, on the economy. So that's why we need to study them, to, you know, give them and share with them the best practices, you know, so they can keep their businesses, you know, growing.
I'd want to keep the Irwin name alive.
Exactly. Yeah.
How about your answer to that on the importance of family businesses, Dr. Botero?
Businesses are important because they help us run this world. It is estimated that here in the United States, about 80% of every business is family owned. They generate about 80% of the new jobs in the U.S. So the likelihood is that everybody at some point in their life is going to work for some family business. Yes.
Dr. Gonzalez, would you address the family businesses in West Michigan, the economic impact, I trust?
Sure, Shelley. So last year we conducted a survey about family business economic impact on West Michigan, and the magic number that we came up with was 57%. So what that means is that out of the 398,000 workers in West Michigan, 227,000 are employed by family-owned business. That also means that out of the total output from the four counties, that means approximately $45 billion in output, mm-hmm. $25 billion come from you know, family-owned businesses. So it's a strong impact if you think about it. You know, the responsibility is huge mm-hmm. for family-owned businesses here.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about challenges. What are the most important challenges family-owned businesses are facing today, Dr. Botero?
One of the biggest challenges is educating the next generation, because it's very difficult to get the next generation to join it. Sometimes it's also because of the founder. The founder doesn't want their kids to do whatever he or she did, and so it's kind of challenging. Other aspects are that for example, if you do not have enough family to work inside the business, there's some people that if you tell them that you're a family-owned business, they have these preconceived negative perceptions about working for the business. And so that becomes very challenging in the recruitment sense. Because if you graduated from a university and you are aspiring to be the CEO of a company, and I tell you, hey, I'm a family business, they're not going to pay very much attention to you. Because they think that if I don't have your last name, I'm never going to be able to do anything. So it becomes, those are kind of two of the greatest challenges right now.
Mm-hmm. In which aspects then are family businesses better?
I think that, have you ever heard of the trust barometer from Edelman?
No.
Okay. So the trust barometer
to
is,
be honest.
Yes. So and this trust barometer, what it does is that it kind of measures the how much do customers trust family businesses. And this, what it does is that it says that the majority of people that in the service industry interact with family businesses are very likely to trust because they receive better service, they receive kind of a personalized environment, and people really enjoy buying from family businesses and interacting with the family businesses because they are helping the community and they're also helping kind of the economy around the region. So that's a very good reason.
They care for employees, you know, more. They in many places around the world, they have better performance in general. I think they are better prepared to cope with, you know, very difficult environments in a way because they have the family. You know, the trust. So they have resources and capabilities that non-family businesses don't have, you know, because of the strong relationship, the long-term vision of the business. You know, those are advantages, I guess, from family-owned businesses.
So the next baby's due. All right, little new CEO, get ready. You're going to own this family farm one day. All right, ladies, thank you very much. Busy day you have ahead, you had before, and we thank you for sharing the information about family businesses. Dr. Isabel Botero, how do we find out more about you?
You can find more about me by Googling me, Isabel C. Botero, and you will get to see kind of the type of research that I do. I also do some consulting, and I am also an educator. That's my primary role at Stetson University.
Right. Thanks for giving back to your college family. And Dr. Gonzalez, again, Seidman College of Business, doing great things.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having us. And if you need to reach out to me, just, you know, Google me as well. I'm at the Seidman College of Business, Family-Owned Business Institute. Thank
you. You Google yourselves, don't you?
Of course you do.
Yeah, I got to find out what's out there. Thank you very much. Talking about the family-owned business and the treasures it brings. Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez and Dr. Botero.
Thank you.